chat or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is going to be Ticked Off Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. What has got you ticked off? Old friend, partner, used to do Ticked Off Tuesdays. Well, today is going to be one of them. I took the time, the gas, to drive down to Grand Rapids, Michigan on Saturday. I took my time to drive down to Grand Rapids, the gas, the effort, to pick up campaign yard signs. I picked up Trump signs. I picked up the Onaway School Board signs that the Presque County Republican Committee paid for the Onaway School Board race. I drove all the way back home, got home about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Saturday, got up, produced church services from 11 to noon on Sunday like I do every Sunday, Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. As soon as church was done at noon, I took my time and gas to drive to Onaway. The plan was to put up the 4x8 yard signs for the Onaway School Board candidates, James Rieger, Joe Bonnard, met me at Alex Brubaker's grandmother's home, located at 11699 M68, right across the street from Moran Iron Works. Tom Moran is running for school board. So are the six candidates that the Presque County Republican Committee have vetted and chose to endorse, along with some other folks. Alex said, I've got a great location right on M68 as people come into Onaway across from the George Washington Head, the Iron Works property across from Tom Moran's business. We met there at 2 o'clock on Sunday. We put up a 4x8 for the school board, and we also put up a 4x4 for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, along with a yard sign, a smaller yard sign for Darren Darga for county clerk, and a couple other candidates. I then, after helping them put out a few of the 4x8s, pounding in the stakes in a hot, beautiful, sunny day, you know the weather we had on Sunday, I then drove the 200-yard signs over to Sherry LaFay's house, dropped them off for her for distribution. If you would like a yard sign, get a hold of Sherry LaFay. If you want her number, just text me Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, and I'll text you the number, 989-350-8485. And on my way back, I installed some trail cams. The little voice told me to do it. Well, I did it. On those new yard signs and those large 4x8 signs. I'll tell you what happened right after the break. If you want to text me on Ticked Off Tuesday, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Ticked Off Tuesday. I'm a little fired up this morning over what happened over the weekend. Taking my time to drive all the way to Grand Rapids, pick up signs, bring them back. Sunday, my day of rest on Sunday after church, I drove to Onaway, got there at 2 o'clock. I met Jimmy Rager, Joe Barnard, and Alex Brubaker at Alex Brubaker's grandma's property on M68 across from the Moran Ironworks. When we got there, we put up the Trump sign. It was a 4x4. We pound the stakes in the ground. We put slits into the sign. We used heavy-duty zip ties, made sure it was perfectly straight, looking good, cut the tails off, moved west towards the edge of their property line, and installed a 4x8 for the Onaway school board race. Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. On November 5th, please vote for these candidates for the Onaway School Board. Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee. Their address. Pounded the three stakes in. Put the signs together. Zip tied. They were nice and level. Got pictures taken. And while we were doing it, a large white-colored SUV was heading westbound in M68, pulled over on the shoulder of the road. I believe they may have taken pictures of us putting the signs up. They then turned into Moran Ironworks parking lot and kind of sat there for a few minutes and watched us finishing up putting the school board sign up. I believe they took some more pictures. And I'm noticing this in the corner of my eye going on as we're putting the sign up. We got done. We took pictures. Well, they pulled out of Moran Ironworks and went right by us very slowly. Husband and wife, it appeared to be a man and a woman. I don't know if they were married or not. I don't really care. And a little voice said to me, "Randy, take their picture of their driver's license, of their license plate." I'm so upset, people. I can barely talk right now, so I just need to air this with you. So I did. I pulled out my phone. I zoomed in on their license plate, and I took a picture of it. And it was just irking at me in the back of my mind. Why did these people stalk us while we were putting this sign up for the school board race? Perhaps taking pictures of us. Perhaps taking pictures of our SUV license plate, WCHY 97.7 on the back of Vicky's Yukon. I don't care if they take our picture. I don't care if they take the picture of the license plate. I really don't care. We went out and put out a few more of the 4x8s around the Onaway area. And Jimmy Rieger, James Rieger, and Joe Bonnard said, "Randy, we got this. If I can borrow your pounder, we got the stakes, we got the signs, we got the zip ties, we're good. We'll finish up the rest of them." I said, "Okay, I'm going to take the yard signs, the 24x18s with the wires, over to Sherry LaFay's house and drop them off for her to be able to be the distribution center for anybody in Onaway that would like a sign." She wasn't home. I put them where she told me to put them. I turned around off of Glacier Road. I'm heading back to M68. I'm by the church. And the little voice said, "Stop by Alex Brubaker grandmother's home and put up your trail cams that you have." I have like 16 of them in the Yukon, fully charged up. SIM cards loaded into them to record movement within about a 25 to 30 foot radius of where I mount them, where they're really good, clear, great videos. So I stopped back across from Moran Ironworks, and I installed two trail cams. I had them pointing in a direction that they could see everything on the Trump sign and could see everything on the school board sign. Didn't think anything of it. Probably am not going to get any video on there. They're fully charged up. Batteries are 100%. If they see motion, they turn on. They even have the night vision capabilities. Well, I get a call after the show yesterday. Alex Brubaker called me and said, Randy, you won't believe this. I'm like, what? He said, they stole our signs. I said, what? He says, yeah. The Trump sign is gone. The stakes are still in the ground. They didn't take the stakes. But on the school board sign, they took the sign. They took the three stakes. They took everything. They're gone. What are we going to do? And I said, calm down, Alex. I said, I've got it all on video. He's like, what? I said, yeah, I installed trail cams on those signs. Let me check the video and I'll get back to you. I said, in the meantime, call the road commission and verify they didn't take them. Now, you have to understand, folks, before we mounted the signs, I personally paced off the 33 feet from the center line of M68, knowing full well we were outside the 66-foot easement that is on M68 as you head into Onaway. I checked the MDOT map, and that little two-lane portion of Onaway, M68, the road easement is 66 feet. You pace off 11, 12 huge, long strides. My strides are just a hair over 3 feet, almost 3.5 feet. I paced it off from the center line and made sure we were on private property, which is owned by Brubakers. We put up the signs. I put up the cameras. I checked the cameras while Alex was calling the road commission. And I got you. I have your picture, I have your vehicle, and I have your license plates. Two different individuals. One took the school board, the other one took the Trump sign. It's kind of funny how they stole the Trump sign. Jumped out of their vehicle, ran up there real quick with a knife, slit the zip ties, and took the sign. Left the stakes, but took the sign. The other individual was more bold. Because you know how hard he had to work to get those stakes out of the ground? When you pound a T-post into the ground, 6.5, 7 footers, you knock them into the ground a good foot, foot and a half. He had to stand there and wave back and forth on those stakes, on those T-posts, left to right, front to back, finally getting him out of the ground. Put him in his vehicles. I have it all on videotape. Now, I'm going to offer you an ability not to go to jail. Why? Because stealing campaign yard signs is a felony in the state of Michigan. We are now going to go out and put trail cams on all the other signs. They're large 4x8s for the Onaway School Board race. I'm going to give you an opportunity to return the sign by midnight tonight. You can do it in the dark after work tonight, 10, 11 o'clock. I don't care. The trail cams are still there. But if you who stole the signs return them tonight, Alex will check tomorrow morning on Wednesday. If the signs are not damaged, the stakes are returned, the signs are returned, the Trump sign is returned, not undamaged, I will not call the Presque Isle County Sheriff's Department and have you arrested because I will prosecute you. I have the evidence. I caught you in the act. And if you want to avoid going to jail, return the signs tonight. Tomorrow morning, Alex is going to go by Grandma's property and see if the signs are laying on the ground. If they are, he will put them back up with zip ties. He will pound the stakes in the ground again and remount the school board sign. Now, if you stole the signs and you damaged them, you cut them up, you did whatever you did with them, and you're not able to return them, you're going to be prosecuted. To the fullest extent of the law, I personally will file the police report with the sheriff's office, which, by the way, Joe Brubaker had major surgery on his leg yesterday in Ann Arbor. So say a prayer for Joe Brubaker, his doctors, his nurses, his wife, Amy. Pray that everything goes absolutely perfect. He recovers and heads home and is going to recover very fast. A full speedy recovery for Joe Brubaker. But if the signs aren't there tomorrow after the show at noon, if they're not there, I'm going to contact the undersheriff, the sergeants, whoever's on duty, and I'm going to fill out a police report. And I'm going to email them the video. And there you'll be able to see you, your vehicle, and your license plates. We are not playing games. Folks, you cannot touch political signs. It is a felony in the state of Michigan for you to tamper with election signs on private property outside of the road easements. And we are going to put trail cams on all these signs, and we are going to be monitoring them. And if you touch them, we are going to have the evidence, and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I am serious as a heart attack. You can take it to the bank. This is not a game. A lot of people's time, money, donations, and efforts have gone into these campaigns, and you can't mess with them. Period. End of story. If somebody has a yard sign in front of their house, you can't touch it. Now, we are telling people as we're handing out the yard signs to make sure if they have a trail cam to put it on the sign in a way that you can see everything. The ones I have are wide angled. They cover a huge area, and I have it all. But instead of just calling the sheriff and having you prosecuted, I'm going to give you the ability to return the signs. Now that you've been put on constructive notice, you understand it's a felony, and then I've got the evidence, and I'm prepared to file the complaint. I'm prepared to prosecute you for doing what you did. I'm going to give you the ability to not go to jail. You have today, this afternoon, or tonight when it gets dark out, I don't care. But by tomorrow morning, Wednesday, when Alex Brubaker goes into the RV store on his way from home to work, if those signs are laying on the ground and not damaged, we'll put them back up. If you damage them and they're not there by Wednesday morning when Alex Brubaker goes to work at the RV center,